Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live from DeVillers Square, Pensacola Business Radio. And this episode is sponsored by Back Office Betty's. And I have four really, really intimidating characters in front of me today. and we're going to talk about their businesses and what they do here in Pensacola. So first, I'd like you to go around the table and introduce yourselves, though. So by all means, Kelly, take it away.
I'm Kelly Joy with Back Office Betty's.
And I'm Jennifer Shoddy, licensed massage therapist.
Heather Reichman with Healthy Home, Healthy Life, supported by Melaleuca.
You had to check, didn't you? You had to check.
I have a lot of things going on. You know that. I have to write down what I'm here for.
That's it.
And I'm Kelly Merriman, licensed massage therapist.
Awesome. Okay, so let's get into this because all of you have businesses here in town, and your business is to help these businesses sort of do the stuff that we know we don't want to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
The back office stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And Jennifer and I were having this conversation earlier. When you own your own business, you find out real quick the things that you're going to outsource once you can afford them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So Heather said she wanted to go first this morning. So we're going to let Heather go first. See,
well,
see how that works? You were voluntold?
I was voluntold.
You were voluntold.
But I like it that way.
That's we're okay. Good. So kick it.
Oh, where to start? Okay. So I turned 40 this year.
Congratulations.
And I woke up and I realized that I am still Heather. I don't have to be just Tyler's mom or just Noah's mom, that I'm still a person. You know, we've come up with this concept here that there is life after marriage and children. You know, you don't have to get a divorce and never see your kids again, but there is life after that. And you still have to take care of yourself and you still have to, you know, maintain because people are going to go away in your life and you're still going to be here. So I've been very fortunate in the last 6 months to have been introduced to a company called Melaleuca.com. And on Facebook and a blog and all kinds of stuff, I run Healthy Home, Healthy Life because I believe that if your home is healthy, you will be too. And what I mean by that is 85% of the toxins that we breathe or that touch our skin or that we come in contact with in a daily basis start in your house, from your floor cleaner to your shower to your lotions to, you know, just fabric softener.
So my Axe body spray is probably out,
oh,
isn't it?
Yeah. I'm sure that's
don't
not
believe
out
the
there.
Hype in the commercials.
No,
yeah.
No. And so what I do is I don't sell anything. That's a big misnomer. I actually get to work for the company. I am a marketing executive for Melaleuca.com. And they are basically just simply put an online grocery store. So they bring all of the non-perishable, non-toxic consumer mm-hmm. goods directly to your door. I am a person who does not like to go to the grocery store. I despise it. I have four different income streams. I have a 12-year-old at home still. I still try to be a good wife and a good neighbor and a good friend and I just don't have time. I've gotten it down to where now I literally put my stopwatch on when I have to go to the grocery store. And I time myself to see how fast I can get out of there.
So I'm the same way. I can't walk into any one of those places without dropping $50.
Oh, Target,
seriously.
$100.
Yeah, easily.
And you go for one thing.
Yeah.
And you get one bag.
Yeah.
Like you come out with one bag.
Yeah.
And then
yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So what Melaleuca has done is they have condensed everything. So they don't ship water. You don't pay for water because we all own water.
Right.
You know, we all pay ECUA or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
And all of their packaging is very, very small. It's very, very reduced. So while – you know, what I like is it's for older people too. You know, they can't lift that huge bottle of Tide. You know,
yeah.
they can't. It's
the 40-pound box.
Right. And it's 80% water. So they've shrunk everything. And so by doing that, they're putting less fossil fuels into the air. They're using less gasoline for transportation. And they're just reducing the amount of waste. So they have over 500 products now. Convention was just last weekend, and it's just amazing what goes into the purity of these products.
So, and I'm looking, and you everywhere. I'm looking right now on the site. So, everything from vitamins to, it says your health, your environment, your quality of life, and then of course all of the other just the household stuff that we use that apparently is pretty toxic from right. what I'm looking at here.
Yeah. So what they've done is they have removed all of the ammonia, formaldehyde, parabens, sulfates, anything like that for those of us that color our hair. That's pretty important because otherwise you're paying to take, you know, you go get your hair done and then all of a sudden you're putting out this chemical that's reversing what you just paid to have done, you know. But it's the simplest thing. So it's a store for everyone on any income level. It's basically Whole Foods quality at Target prices. So, you know, everybody should use toothpaste.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
You know, shampoo. So, for example, you know, even if you buy an off-brand like Pantene $4.99 at the grocery store, right? My shampoo through Melaleuca is $3.99.
Yeah.
And it's non-toxic. Their bar soap is something that I am so in love with. I hate bar soap because it breaks in half. And before you had a chance to use half of it, and then you're just chasing it around, and then it goes down the drain, and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And this bar soap is amazing because it, like, goes all the way down, and it doesn't break in half.
Does it work with your loofah, though? That's the real question.
It does. Jennifer has a funny story about the laundry detergent.
Does she know she does?
She called me anyway, and she says, oh my gosh, my husband used, you know, XYZ. I don't remember what it was. And he was still upset that the clothes were not clean. And she was yelling at him. She's like, you didn't use the Melaleuca.
So there's a difference. I mean, you're seeing it.
You know, and I have a son that plays travel soccer.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a difference between using Tide and using Melaleuca. It gets the stains out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's huge.
And it smells really good, too.
It does smell good, and there's no perfumes in it.
Yeah.
So it's
citrus. You're not polluting the water table when you're done.
Not at all. And also, for people who have skin reactions, a lot of it is fabric softener. And I tell anyone who is pregnant or has a newborn baby at home, throw away your dryer sheets and throw away your fabric softener. I don't care if you use Melaleuca or not, but that is toxic.
Right.
They have formaldehyde in them, and we're seeing a lot of kids develop asthma and allergies, and some kids stop breathing. So it's really important. I mean, even if you don't switch your brands, okay,
right.
I'm not here to tell anybody that they have to shop at Melaleuca, but just read the labels, you know, read what you're eating.
I always heard if you can't pronounce it, it's probably not a good thing.
Yeah.
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 Very cool. All right. So what next then? Because a lot of this is education.
It is.
For most people.
It is. So the way that Melaleuca has designed it is that you can't just go out to Melaleuca.com and shop.
Right.
You can look at the products. You can look at the product lines, the labels, the pricing. You can see everything. But what we do and what we're paid to do is educate you on how to shop and what Melaleuca is actually about. So it takes about 25 minutes. We go through kind of a little presentation on how to shop, how to you know, what the company is about, what it stands for, that kind of thing. Because without that kind of personal touch, we all get so busy. Everybody's like, well, what can I find on Twitter or what can I do really fast? Like, I'm busy.
Oh, Facebook polls are like the easiest answer to most problems these days.
Yeah, but you lose that the human contact.
Yeah.
So what they want is you sit down with somebody over coffee or you do a webcast and it's just you and that other person. So you educate them on how to shop, and if they want to go ahead and set up the account, I set it up for them.
Mm-hmm.
They can't just create an account and shop.
Right. So you're my personal advisor to this stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Very cool.
Definitely.
And that doesn't cost any extra, does it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so where do we find you?
Other than right here in Radio X Studios. There's so many ways. You can actually go to Healthy Home, Healthy Life, which is my Facebook page. And I also have a blog that I do about that.
So Kelly's writing it down. That's a good sign.
Yeah. It's just interesting. And I found that once I got all those chemicals out of my house, my kids don't have asthma anymore.
Really?
And they don't have any allergies. Until they walk outside. We live in Florida. I mean, pollen. But
yeah. The pollen bomb that went off this morning.
Exactly.
My car's yellow.
Car's green. Right. So, yeah. That's the new love of my life.
Yeah. And so through the Facebook page is the easiest way to get in touch with
That's
you?
That's the easiest way to get a hold of me.
Yeah, or go to any multiple networking events here in town.
Exactly. You'll always find me there.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay. All right, Jennifer, you're up.
I'm Jennifer Shoddy, a licensed massage therapist. I have been doing massage for a year and 5 months. Prior to doing massage therapy, I worked in the medical field.
What did you do in the medical field?
I was an orthopedic surgical scrub.
Okay.
And I did that for 15 years. I came across working with a lot of massage therapists and physical therapists along with occupational therapists.
Yeah.
I knew how vitally important massage was to the body, not only to increase range of motion and flexibility, but to help athletes and people recover from injuries or from surgeries.
Yeah, that's a huge part of the what's it called, rehab.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So much so that I decided to make it a career. I got out of the medical field, went back to school, and decided to start my own business and be a sole proprietor. And I've never looked back. I massage within Harbor Town Shopping Plaza, which is in the heart of Gulf Breeze proper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up in Suite 31 up in there. And I love that I can use the orthopedic background that I have to try to help people. Not only, you know, do I use that knowledge, I kind of can help guide them if they come in with a specific area that is bothering them. I can show them some exercises maybe to increase their flexibility. If I see that there's an area that's lacking range of motion, I can kind of help guide them following their treatment with me.
So do I just come for one massage? Do you guys put things together for, like, can I walk in and say, hey, this is what's wrong with me? And then you can say, okay, this is what you need.
Yeah, I mean, I have people that come in for monthly massage, and I think that's probably, I tell people to come in as much as what they can or can afford to do. Massage is never a bad thing, as much as what you can do it. But I have those that will come in for, you know, an area that is bothering them or an area of concern, and that's fine. And then I have people that are wanting to make it more part of their healthy living and their maintenance. And that's what I love, because that's where you really see the change in people.
And she's awesome.
When they can come and just chill and relax. Are you a client?
Oh, yes. Yeah. She's amazing.
Well, that's a huge testimonial right there. You didn't even have to pay her to say it, you know? So what are your typical clients? I mean, is it anybody, or are you guys directed towards more sports or elderly, or how's it work?
Well, I do children, adolescents, all the way up to elderly. A lot of the clients that I work with that are adolescents are in high school sports. They're in track, football, basketball. So I'm working with them. And then I also massage part-time at the Exos building at Andrews when they need me for athletes that are semi-pro, collegiate, and pro NFL athletes. So I'm working with them as well. But, you know, I work with all different types of people. And I think, you know, by doing that, I'm able to use my skill level and improve my skill level, too.
Yeah. So Kelly does this too. So I'm going to, this question goes to both of you. Talk to me about the differences that you see with somebody who uses massage as a lifestyle booster or as a de-stressor or something to sort of reset them.
Well, massage reduces stress hormones. So, I think
better than alcohol.
Yeah, much better.
Seriously, better than alcohol.
And you don't, that much and you I don't do get now. A hangover, right?
Yeah, right.
You might be a little sore the next day. It depends. I think with massage therapy, as far as lifestyle, right now, I feel like people are more fight or flight syndrome. You're on the go. You're in this rat race. You're just go all the time. And you don't realize that that affects your body.
Sure.
Your stress hormones build. They store in your muscles. You get that squeezed out, and you're good to go. But as far as, you know, just a healthy lifestyle, you sleep better. It reduces your blood pressure if you have blood pressure problems. It's great for pain, inflammation, arthritis. There's just, like she said, you can't go wrong with massage.
Right.
It does so much.
So I think it's just funny because a lot of people don't realize what happens until you get forced to sit still for 45 minutes.
Exactly.
You know, massage or not, the fact that you actually have to just sit still with the lights low and decompress is huge. But that's just me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not a person that sits still.
Yeah.
There are some, honestly, you know, I've worked even with people that have ADD and ADHD, and they can't sit still for that long. So that's why half an hour session is sometimes better for them than an hour session. And sometimes it takes some time to build up to that hour session where they're comfortable for sitting that long.
Yeah.
But it's really important to find a good massage therapist.
Yes.
Because anyone can go to school and get the training,
right,
but if they're not good at it, they can hurt you.
Okay, so what makes and I know obviously both of you are, so but what makes, what do I look for?
You know, this is what I look for. I look for proper training and technique when I go to a massage therapist.
You go to a massage therapist.
I do.
Well, she can't massage herself.
Well, I understand, but you know, sometimes you don't eat your own cooking. You know what I mean? So I'm just besides that, look really weird.
I do a little bit of history on anyone that I go see. Look at their continuing education. That tells me that they're valuing themselves to improve themselves. If they're not improving themselves, I don't know that I want to invest my money that I made.
Sure.
To go see someone that's not constantly up to date on everything that there is going on with massage.
Okay. What are your qualifications?
I'm very picky.
Are you?
Yes, I am. Well, I've been doing it for a long time. So I have like my list of what I look for.
Okay. Well, what are they?
So first, I go online.
I need a list.
I have to be able to look them up online, you know, because everybody's online now, right?
Right.
So whether they have a Facebook or they have a website, I go on there, I see what training they had, how long they've been doing it, where they went to school, if they're licensed and insured.
Right.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
I also, when I contact them, they have to have some business skill. If they don't return my phone call.
Can't be like, yo, what up, when they answer the phone.
If they've got people screaming in the background or kids or dogs or if they don't return my phone call within 24 to 48 hours, that's pretty much a wash. If they want to schedule me and don't ask any questions, like, why do you want a massage? Or what kind of massage are you looking for? If they don't ask me anything and they just put me down as a time slot, then I'm not going to go to them.
Right, because it's not going to be some personal service.
No.
Yeah. Okay, so where do you work out of?
I have an office in Southwest Pensacola.
Okay.
Off of Lillian Highway.
Okay. So, and yours is called?
Kelly Merriman, LMT.
See, which I just think is great. You guys get to incorporate yourselves here.
Yes.
So talk to me, both of you, about your facilities, because I think that's a huge piece to trying to relax.
Yes. So my massage room is actually just newly remodeled.
Yeah.
When you walk in, it's quiet. I have a little seating area that's nice and welcoming. I have essential oils diffusing, so you come in and
it smells nice. About this morning.
Yes.
We're all hooked. So.
Then once they get into the actual massage room, I have a table warmer, so you're not getting on a freezing cold table. I have nice sheets. They're clean. They don't smell like stinky oil, which I have had that happen when I went somewhere before. I have a little chandelier on a dimmer. I dim the lights real low so you can actually try and unwind. I've got music playing. It's just the whole atmosphere. You just have to create a nice, relaxing atmosphere. If you've got something going on, people being loud, phones ringing, you know, that's not, you can get that at home. So that's not a relaxing atmosphere.
That's the truth. And I know Harbortown's very quiet. I do know that.
It is very quiet. And that's why I kind of chose it as a place to massage. It's kind of off the beaten path. You know, you're not getting a lot of road noise and that sort of thing. But when people come in, you know, I try to make them feel at home, offer them some water.
Yeah.
We go through an intake form and we go over their wants and their needs or what specifically is bothering them. I try to take and set aside extra time for that for every single client.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's important.
It is important. And then when they come back to my room is very relaxing. I have Heather's essential oils going
on. What's your favorite one that goes?
Probably Breathe. We were talking before, and I put Breathe up underneath the headrest for all my clients so that their sinuses aren't clogged.
Yeah everyone, have you laid on that table, and all of a sudden you're like, you can't breathe, well, and your nose is running.
I thought that was one of the other things that happens, too, with a massage, though, is that your sinuses sort of, that's part of how the massage works. Am I wrong? Every massage I've ever had, my sinuses are always stuffed up when I'm done, and I've got to drink tons of water.
You do
the water,
both of those, yes.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes what happens with your sinuses is when you're getting a lot of fluid moving, yes, your sinuses can start draining. However, a lot of it, if you're ending face down, your sinuses are moving, and so, it can definitely get clogged up.
So you walk out of there feeling like you're, okay, I gotcha. All right, carry on.
But you don't do that at Jennifer's because she has that thing underneath her.
Right, which I have some of that in my office, and it works. I mean, you just leave it. I leave it open, set it up on the bookshelf, and next thing I know, you're like invigorated.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that I like to do, and I start all my massages with this, each area muscle that I work, I do hot eucalyptus towels. So I'll soak them before a client comes, and then I apply those on each area of the body that I'm working on. Mm-hmm. And I really feel that the hot towels kind of open up the body to receive that massage. And I felt like I get more work done, too.
Yeah, sure.
By warming up the muscle before I work on it.
Yeah. And eucalyptus smells good.
Mm-hmm. It does.
And I do hot towels on the feet. Hot towels on the feet, there's something about it. It just makes it feel wonderful.
It's like the vapor rub.
Yeah.
It's just all of a sudden, it's like things are cool.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing. Very cool. Okay, well, what's websites and ways that people can get in touch with you?
Well, they can either contact me by phone, also through my website. I have where they can actually book online as well. And that's www.jenshottylmt.massagetherapy.com.
Okay, spell your last name, though, because not everybody's going to figure that one out.
I know. It's S-C-H-A-D-E.
Okay. Go for it, Kelly. Where can we get, how do we get in touch with you?
I have a couple different ways. So you can just Google me. You can look it up on Yelp. You can go to my website. It's kellymerriman.massagetherapy.com. You can call me or go to the website and do an inquiry that way.
You're pretty confident about what Google has to say about you, huh?
I am.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good. Because some people, you know, they go Google me and you're like, dude, do you know that's up there?
I've Googled myself, or I wouldn't say that, right?
Check it every once in a while.
I think we all need to keep checking
it.
Yeah, you're right.
Sure.
Probably once or twice a week, to be honest.
Well, and not only that, but, you know, Google has this little business app now, and so you can see what people, how they review you or whatever, and you have to stay on top of that stuff. Make sure stuff is correct.
Yeah, in fact, you're not legit unless you're in that app, apparently.
Not a, yeah, I guess.
No, I mean, seriously, they wouldn't put me on the map until I set up the Google Plus page and signed
and
up for all
that.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah.
Got like the secret code to be able to do business.
Yeah. For sure.
It's because they're tracking.
But I also teach continuing education to massage therapists.
Okay.
So I also have on my website, I have a, one of the pages is continuing education. So I actually, massage therapists have to get so many continuing education credits every other year in order to renew their license. And so that has been a big thing for me the last year or so.
So do you get credit for teaching?
I do, but not. I still have to take classes. I still have to take classes myself.
You kill two birds with one stone.
Well, I mean, you can teach classes, but you still need to be learning new stuff as well. So the stuff that I teach, I'm confident with already. So it's good for me to have to learn new stuff.
And
I've actually taken a class this year with Kelly.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
See, what a small town.
Yeah.
I love
it.
Do either of you travel, or do you have anybody in your groups that do travel to other people? I mean, other than going to like the Andrews Institute or something.
I used to travel, and My body doesn't like to do that anymore. Yeah.
More massages than you
need. Well, I'm really short, and carrying the table, I mean, I've been doing this for 17
years. Yeah, you didn't have to say that. Everybody listening could have thought you were really tall.
I know, but then when they come in the office, they're like, wow, she's really short. They all say that, or think it. I know they do, which is fine.
The important thing is what does Google think?
Yeah, they don't have how tall I am on there. I'm pretty sure. Unless they just added it.
Unless they just added it. Yeah, there you go. Very cool. Well, thank you both, obviously all three of you, for coming in. But we're going to get to the heart here, because you got this episode sponsored, and you guys do some really cool stuff, because I don't like to do the stuff that you do. So tell us about Back Office Betty's.
We are a virtual receptionist company. We do pretty much receptionists, what she can do in your office, we can do virtually. We schedule appointments. We have clients in the U.S. and Canada. We have clients ranging from...
I feel like I should say go Canada.
Yeah, learning some words that Canadians say that we don't say down here. It was kind of difficult at first.
Yeah, I guess the formatting's different then, isn't it? Yeah,
it is. You know, you have to say postal code, not zip code, and then like Z, you have to say, they say it differently there.
Sure.
And yeah, just learning all sorts of different things.
Yeah. Okay, so how do I know if I need your services? Like, what's a typical client look like for you guys?
Well, pretty much anyone. If you have a business and you have to answer calls, we can help you with that. We have clients, attorneys, carpet cleaners, massage therapists. We have all sorts of clients, so pretty much anybody.
And so how does that work? You guys, you do it all virtually, so you set it up, and then are you actually answering the phone, or does it go through the system? How does it work?
We actually answer the phone.
Yes. So I get to speak to a human.
Yes, exactly.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's great.
It's huge. So, and I would think that a lot of smaller companies like to use this service because it obviously makes you feel bigger. Mm-hmm. And for those, mm-hmm. you know, it sort of gives that impression of a little bit more organized and more professional.
Yes, exactly. We do have some clients that it's just like a one-man team. And we'll have occasionally people calling in. They're like, hey, I didn't know you got a receptionist. And, you know.
You're like, yeah, I sure did.
Yeah, so yeah. It makes them feel a lot bigger in their company. Yeah. So, yeah.
So anything else back office wise? I mean, do you guys handle, you know, documents or papers or any sort of the I know the fun stuff I don't like to deal with.
Yeah, not really documents and paperwork. We can, like, process payments, though, and you know, like I said, schedule appointments. We can pretty much do all of that. We can do outbound calls. I actually have a client that I specifically call for his clients, and I sing them happy birthday when it's their birthday.
So. That's awesome,
yes.
though.
Yes, so we do all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so that's cool, though, because a lot of people, like, I thought the coolest thing when we started here with Business Radio X was I'd get handwritten thank you cards, mm-hmm. which are like the cool new thing, even though they're like the way old thing, right? But to actually sit down and write or call somebody and sing them happy birthday, yeah. I mean, that's pretty cool. So besides, I don't know if I'd want my business partner calling me and singing happy birthday. It'd probably be better that it was one of you. So how does somebody sign up for your services and walk me through sort of an onboarding process?
Well, on our website, we do have a free trial form. So we do offer a week free trial. The first week is basically we're getting to know your business and you're getting to know us. And that's on our website at backofficebuddies.com. On the website, you can actually see pretty much how everything works. We ask all the basic questions that we would need to know to start the actual account. But that's pretty much it.
Pretty simple, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the website again?
Backofficebuddies.com.
Okay.
Is there a fee structure?
There is. It's all pretty much on the website. It tells you the breakdown. The good thing about our company is that we don't make use, you know, and you're not stuck in a plan. It goes by how many minutes you use each month. So
okay.
That's the way it works. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. I have a referral.
I was about to say it. Your gears are turning, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. So I guess ideally you could probably use with some of the stuff that you're doing, couldn't you?
Oh my gosh. I just need, I would love a receptionist for Heather Reichman,
yeah.
period.
For the house, right? Doesn't even have to be a business.
Four different income streams. And I am a dance teacher as well. So I'm in recital season and I'm like, I can't even. My son, my 12-year-old, sits next to me in the car sometimes when I pick him up from school, and he's better than Siri because, you know, Noah, I need you to call this person. Noah, right. Text this person.
Right.
I need a Kelly in my life.
Yeah, you're
for
in
sure.
There. So I can think of some of the sports associations that the kids play sports with that could probably totally use what you have, especially when it comes to communicating, like, what time the game is, what time to be there for practice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be awesome.
I'm telling you, because Facebook and email, they don't work. They don't work.
Mm-mm.
So
no, I have a financial client of mine in my technology world, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think you would be perfect for him. So, yeah.
So there you go. Cool. All right, well, we're getting close to time here, so let's go around the table one more time. I want to give you contact information and website stuff, and don't just say Google me.
I'm totally Googling her when I get my phone.
I know, right?
Let me know what it says. If it says anything other than what I told you. So,
it says she's short.
Yeah. We won't say how short. All right. So my contact information is for Kelly Merriman, LMT. You can go to kellymerriman.massagetherapy.com. And I'm also on Facebook under Kelly Merriman, LMT. MA37541, which is my license number. That's another thing you need to look at. If you're looking at ad for a massage therapist,
yeah,
it needs to have a license number on there.
And do all license numbers start with M, or is that just your
MA
last name?
MA is okay. Your personal one. MM is an establishment.
Okay. Okay. Good to know. Hmm. See, Google wouldn't have told me that.
That's right.
All right, Heather, go ahead.
Heather Reichman, Healthy Home, Healthy Life, partnering with Melaleuca to give you that healthy home to make your healthy life. Facebook page, Healthy Home, Healthy Life. Super simple. Call me, email me, Facebook me, whatever.
Yeah.
There's like 12 different ways to get
or
on
your,
me.
Or your new receptionist.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting excited.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
Jennifer Shoddy, LMT. They can call me by calling 850-572-0224, or they can go to my website, www.jenshoddylmt.massagetherapy.com.
There you go. Mm. Simple enough. Okay.
Kelly Joy, Back Office Buddies. You can call me, 800-958-8591, or you can find us on Facebook or on our website, backofficebuddies.com.
Cool. Okay, so did we miss anything? Does anybody feel an urge to say something that they may have forgotten? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
I could sit here for hours, so he's not going to ask me that question.
Heather's got a new project, though, that she's working on, which hopefully she will be sitting here for an hour or two every week. And so we'll let everybody know when that happens. So I want to thank all of you for coming in today. I want to thank Back Office Buddies for sponsoring this episode of Pensacola Business Radio. And you guys can find us at PCola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at PCola BRX on Facebook. Or you can find us at our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.